As promised, we are joined right now by the UFC president. He is a friend of the program, UFC 246, McGregor v. Cowboy, Saturday, live from Vegas on pay-per-view. We are joined by Dana White. Dana, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good, Dana. So we're 48 hours out, McGregor versus Cowboy. First off, how is your fight week going, and how much are you looking forward to this card?
It's been good. It's been smooth. Conor McGregor has been an absolute pro to deal with this week. He's been showing up on time for everything. The press conference between him and Cowboy yesterday was very cordial between those two, and very interesting week.
Danny, you hit on two key things that I wanted to ask you about. Number one, Conor and Cowboy did have their face-off yesterday at the presser, but they were all smiles after it. They shook hands. There was no trash talk between the two of them. What do you make of that scene, and what's your sense as to the vibe between the two fighters? For instance, do they genuinely like each other, or is Conor playing his normal mind games?
Who knows with Conor, but I think one of the things that you could tell with Conor at the press conference yesterday is he's actually happy to be here. He's happy to be back. I think with the Khabib press conference and some of the fights, you kind of felt the wheels coming off the bus a little bit. And, you know, it's good to see Conor back and happy to be here.
It's one thing, Dana, for the wheels to come off the bus, another for him to try to run a dolly through the bus, so that's a good thing. Hey, Dana, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you just say, and I thought that I saw this, Conor pretty much was on time for that press conference. What do you make of that?
He was on time for everything that he's done this week. Everything that he was supposed to be at, he's been on time. He's been a pleasure to work with my staff. Everything's been perfect, man.
All right, so you've also made the point that tickets have been so in demand that you do not have enough for the fighters who are interested, and you've even had to turn down numerous celebrities. What is the buzz among the fighters for this fight? For instance, are they wanting to see what Conor has, or are they wanting to show up so they can see Cowboy beat him up?
You know, I think there's a little bit of both, but there's something special about being live at a Conor McGregor fight. There's a buzz and an energy that you don't get at different fights. And you know, that's why this thing isn't even a title fight for the main event. $10.6 million gate. We've been opening up kills, you know, production kills, and putting tickets back on sale all week. So it's been phenomenal.
Dana White, UFC president, joining us. You've got UFC 246, McGregor and Cowboy, Saturday night live from Las Vegas. So, obviously, Dana, Conor has not had a fight since UFC 205. That was a long time ago. Lots of reports about how he feels great. I think that he looks great from what I've seen. Do you have any idea what to expect from him, though, when he steps into the cage?
Yeah, supposedly he's in great shape right now. Our UFC doctor said it's the best shape he's ever seen him in. And I don't know what to expect. You know, I'm a big believer in ring rust, and he's been off for a while. And he's only fought at 170 pounds twice. He won one and he lost one. He's a 145-pound champion. Many people thought he couldn't do it at 155. He did, made it look easy when he won the title. But 170 is a completely different animal.
It certainly
Cowboy
is.
Cowboy Cerrone has fought all the best in the world, has fought at 170 for a long time. He can win so many different ways, punch, elbow, knees. He's got more head kick knockouts than anyone else in UFC history. And if it goes to the ground, Cowboy Cerrone is nasty on the ground. Vegas has him at a 3.5-to-1 dog. It's ridiculous.
I was going to say, Dana, with all the focus on Conor, because it is a Conor week, are people underestimating and sleeping on the Cowboy?
Yes. I mean, they totally are. I've never seen such disrespect for a guy that has done so much and been around for so long and has broken just about every record UFC has.
Dana White joining us. The other thing, Dana, about the Cowboy, he said, quote, "Everyone always says, Cowboy, can you fight the big fight? Can you ever make it on the big fight? Well, mother bleeper, here's the biggest one, let's see," end quote. What do you make of that rap as it relates to the Cowboy, and how badly do you think he wants to change that?
Yeah, and I think he gets that rap because he's been around for so long. He's beat so many of the best in the world, but he's never won a world title. So every time he gets to that level, right now he's the number 5 ranked guy in the world. McGregor is number 4 in the world. you know, a win over Conor McGregor this weekend will be massive for Donald Cerrone and put him in title contention.
All right, so what about Conor? If Conor wins that fight, how big is that for him and where does that leave him?
Huge. He gets what he's been waiting for. He gets what he's been asking for. He has been chomping at the bit for the Khabib rematch. And I think it's no big secret. If he wins this weekend, he will get that shot at the title, and it will be the biggest pay-per-view ever in UFC history.
But so in terms of pay-per-view, he told ESPN that he thinks that he might make $80 million off this fight. 80, Dana. How accurate does that number sound to you?
Yeah, listen, he's making a lot of money, and he's a partner in the upside. And if you look at all the ancillary things that happen off a massive fight like this, his whiskey, I'm sure he sells more whiskey when he's fighting. He's got massive sponsorship deals with sponsors. He has his own clothing line, August McGregor, and the list goes on and on. So when Khabib beat Conor McGregor in that last fight, you know, when he got back to Russia, stuff that was given to him, then he did that whole Middle Eastern Muslim tour where every sheikh down there was handing him money. I mean, the money that comes off a big win like this, it's massive.
Danny, go back to his August McGregor clothing line. You and I are both David August guys. How come we don't have a clothing line?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Because we're not Conor McGregor, I guess.
I was going to say, I know why, because I don't have that left hand. I do not have that left hand. Listen, Dana, before you go, you and I have discussed this over the last few years. Conor has been through so much outside of the cage since that last win, a lot of it self-inflicted. In the Embedded series, it seems like he's in a really good place. He's talked about how experience is the best teacher. If you had to guess, where do you think he is mentally and emotionally? In other words, does he seem like a different guy to you, or is he telling us what we want to hear?
Well, here's the thing. You know, Jim, you've been in the game for a long time, and this is the classic story of the guy who had no money and became incredibly wealthy and incredibly famous overnight, globally famous, overnight. And, you know, you see them start to crash and burn and lose it. Now, the question is always, can somebody pull out of this and get their, you know, get their life back together and make a comeback? And it looks like right now Conor McGregor is on track, and he looks good. All the signs point to, you know, he's healthy mentally, physically, and emotionally. Now the question is, can he win this fight on Saturday?
All right, so how do you see it? You touched on this, Dana, that the Cowboy's not getting enough respect. If it goes to the mat, he's got a good shot. If he can survive that early onslaught from Conor McGregor, how do you see the fight going?
Yeah, the other thing is that Cowboy is really long and lanky, and he lands those knees from everywhere. He can throw when a guy comes in to throw punches on Cowboy. He throws these nasty knees to the body, to the face. Conor has a lot of things that he's going to have to deal with Cowboy Cerrone that he's never dealt with before, because he's never fought a guy that long and rangy with those set of tools.
All right, so final question. The card also has the rematch, Dana, of Holly Holm and Raquel Pennington. Holm is coming off that loss to Amanda Nunes, who, by the way, we had her on the show finally. She's unbelievable. She is great. But
I love that girl, man. She is the GOAT, and she is an amazing human being.
She really is. I want to say, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, because she is one of the toughest human beings I've ever seen, but she's got such a great way about her. I mean, like, she's charming. She is so interesting. But in terms of the fight on Saturday night, you have Holly Holm trying to come back from that loss to Amanda. What are you expecting to see from Holly on Saturday night?
Yeah, so this is a fun fight, because both of these two love to stand and trade. They both have big punches, and their last fight went to a split decision. So obviously a very important fight for both of these girls. Holly Holm, after the win over Ronda, is still very much a big star, and people love to see her fight. So big fight for both these girls.
He is the president of the UFC, UFC 246, McGregor versus Cowboy, Saturday night, live from Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Dana, always good to have you on the show. Have a great weekend, and it's great to have you back.
You too, my friend. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it too, Dana. Always appreciate it. Dana White. So it's one thing to have fight week. It's another to have a Conor fight week. Nothing like it. Not a title fight. Doesn't even matter. So what do you expect? What do you think we're going to see from Conor McGregor? come Saturday night. Are you down? Have you thrown down? Are you ready for that fight?